Hachette Audio presents Kokoro, Japanese Wisdom for a Life Well Lived. Written and read by Beth Kempton.
A note on the use of Japanese. In this audiobook, Japanese personal names are given in standard English name order for ease of reference, first name followed by surname. Except for historical figures most commonly known by a name given in the traditional Japanese name order, family name first. When referencing people, the suffix san is sometimes used as a term of politeness. Mountains can also be referred to as san, such as Fujisan for Mount Fuji. But in this case, the suffix is a reading of the character for mountain. When the suffix sensei is used, this refers to a teacher or professor. Roshi, after a name, indicates a Zen teacher. For effect, in naming the three parts of this audiobook, I have borrowed the literal translations of the Chinese characters used in the names of the three mountains of Dewa, Black Wing, Moon, Sacred Spring. But in reality, they are commonly known as Hagoro-san, Ga-san, and Yudono-san, respectively. Please note that this audiobook includes many references to the work of Zen master Eihei Dōgen, who lived in 13th century Japan. There is not sufficient room in an audiobook like this to share his original teachings, which take up entire volumes of their own. Rather, I offer my personal response to those teachings, in the context of the questions raised in this audiobook. This audiobook is dedicated to my friend Lisa Moncrief, 1981 to 2022, and my mother, Christine Nichols, 1944 to 2023. I will carry you in my heart, always. Foreword by Professor Yoshinori Hiroi. In my early 40s, I had a strange experience on Yatsugatake, the volcanic mountain range stretching from Nagano to Yamanashi, in the heart of Japan's main island of Honshu. Home to flying squirrels, raccoon dogs, foxes and bears, the area's abundant flora and fauna have supported human life since prehistoric Jormon times, evidenced by the remarkable artifacts found there dating back thousands of years. I'd visited the area many times. Living in Tokyo back then, I escaped to Yatsugatake any time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?